This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980 is the number here on the Hoffman Show. Young is in charge movement. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for Craig Hoffman. He'll be back in the saddle with you tomorrow. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline a little later than initially anticipated is when we find our good brother Tony Massenburg, Wizards analyst for the Monumental Sports Network. Make sure you give Tony a follow on the X app at Tony Massenburg. Tony, what's going on, my brother? Sorry, I'm a little bit late.
That's all right. I'll forgive you this time.
Look, Anthony came back from break and said he had to apologize to you because I was moving on CPT.
Moving on that. I know a little something about
I'm about
that.
To say, look, we'd all fallen victim, Tony, to a little CPT.
Right. At some point,
I appreciate you giving me some time, good brother. Obviously, you get to watch this thing a lot closer than the average Joe does. We just played Brian Keefe's post-game media availability from the other night. He walked off of the podium, Tony. He's coached this team for 52 games. If you go back to last year, I don't think I've ever remembered him being that ticked off at the podium. Why do you think he was so upset, Tony? And what have you seen from the effort of the Washington Wizards over the past three or four nights?
Well, right now they're getting, Brian Keefe talked about, physicality. He's brought that up the last three games. He's brought that up in his post-game press conference where he talks about this team having to address the physicality. They're getting beat on the boards. They're giving up a lot of points on offensive rebounds to other teams. They're getting outscored in points in the paint. And those things are the things that win you basketball games. And so it's one thing to lose the basketball game because maybe, the other team shot the ball well or maybe their superstars had a great night or whatever. And it's another thing to get manhandled a little bit. And that's what, physicality is. It's moving people against their will. And right now, the Wizards are dealing with teams basically being more physical than they are, particularly in the paint. And that's a problem. That's a problem right now.
Tony, you played in the league a long time, man. These situations as a veteran are always tough. And any veteran on this team, I would have to imagine, Tony, understood the assignment coming into the start of this year. This is a team that's not really going to be judged by wins and losses, but how you compete, and then if they're able to establish an identity by season's end. As you look at this team 13 games in, Tony, where do you think they are relative to establishing that identity? And what do you think is the biggest thing that must change in order for the effort to become more consistent? Because I continue to believe, Tony, and I understand you can only be so honest with what the answer that you give me. You're going to do your best to be politically correct. I'm going to say it straight up and down. The AAU basketball circuit is something that I'm very familiar with. High school basketball, very familiar with college. When guys, this culture of the NBA, of guys not running back on defense because they're arguing with an official off of a no call, when you got a young, impressionable team like the Wizards, they got four dudes 20 or younger playing big-time minutes, you simply can't have stuff like that. Are we close to seeing potentially Brian Keefe start pulling guys for their lack of effort? Because I think that's where we're at right now, 13 games in.
Well, I can't speak for Coach Keefe in that regard, but what I can tell you is that this is the learning process for this team, particularly a team that's this young. When you are trying to find your way in the NBA as a rookie or sophomore player, and you essentially you have a core of young talent that's getting significant minutes, there are going to be a lot of lessons that they got to learn along the way. And it started off pretty good when you talk about the energy and the effort that they put forth. But at some point, being young and having energy is not enough. because the NBA is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so what you did last night may not work the next night. And so you have to get to that place where you understand that there are certain things you have to bring on a nightly basis. The effort, playing physical, regardless of, you know, how big and strong you are. You know, just because you're not as strong as the guy or as big as the guy you're competing against doesn't mean that you can't be physical. You know, basketball is a physical game, and the nature of it is something that if it's not in you, you know, ingrained in your personality, then it's something you have to learn how to be. And a lot of times something like that is not as easy as learning plays, you know, in the playbook, or learning certain things on a basketball court as far as spots to go, or box out techniques, or you know, post moves. Physicality is an attitude. Yeah. And it's something that requires a tremendous amount of energy, and it requires dedication. And that's something that you have to learn how to do when you talk about playing an 82-game schedule. We're still very early in the season, and that's one of the lessons that's going to be learned. And there are plenty more lessons that have to be learned before this young team, or these young players can you know, ascend to the point where they call themselves veterans in the league. Veteran players understand what's expected. Unfortunately, these guys, these young guys, they don't know what's really expected because they've never experienced it before. And so now they're starting to see, like, there are levels to this. I say it all the time. And as you continue to play each game, you have to take something from each game that you play and each stretch of the season. And you learn from it, and you apply it to the next stretch. And right now we're in the first quarter of the season, and now they're getting to that point where they're realizing just how physical, just how much energy, and just how much energy is required on a nightly basis to be competitive in this league.
I agree with you 100%. It is going to be a learning lesson every night. You have to see, you know, some of the best – across the NBA, night in, night out. You saw, you know, a championship contending team in the Knicks on Monday night. Doesn't get any easier Friday when you play host to the Boston Celtics. Seeing some quotes coming out of today's practice, Jordan Poole described it as super chippy and super physical. Good thing to hear when you hear a team struggling with physicality. When you look at Jordan Poole in particular, Tony, I gave him an omission a little bit for last year, coming to a new city for the first time, for the second time in his young career, in acclimating to life in D.C. while also being in the public eye for the incident with Draymond Green. There was a lot on his plate. I think this year, being comfortable in his own skin, getting put in position where he's the primary ball handler a lot of the times, you've seen him reap the benefits of having the ball in his hands more. He's shooting the ball efficiently from three, as well as from the field. And then the defensive effort, I'm pretty impressed with. 2.1 steals per night amongst the league leaders in the NBA. What have you seen from Jordan Poole here through the first 13 games, Tony?
Well, everything that you just highlighted, particularly on the defensive end, I've been impressed with his offensive efficiency. He's been very efficient when you look at the way he scored points, and the fact that he's also found, you know, figured out how to involve his teammates in the process, you know, of scoring buckets. Now, you know, again, against the, you know, the Knicks, he didn't have a particularly good game. That's been one of his, you know, low points, if probably the lowest amount of points he scored all year. But when you look at the, you know, the points, the games before that, I mean, he's been averaging, you know, 22 points for the most part of this season. And he's been reliable on the offensive end. And he hasn't had to take a ton of shots to really get those points. So I thought the Knicks game was, you know, a little bit of an anomaly for him because he, you know, he only had 8 points in that game. And normally you see Jordan Poole, you know, he's putting up 20 plus, you know, on a nightly basis. Like, you can count on him for that. And you can also count on him to get at least 5 or 6 assists a game. But when he doesn't score points, that's a problem. That's a problem. He doesn't score points because he's got the ball in his hand a lot, and the other guys play off of him, and so this team has come to rely on his scoring. You know, the real problem for the Wizards right now is the defense. They're giving up really high percentages. You know, the last couple of games, each team has been shooting, you know, over 50% from the field, you know, against them. And the Knicks, you know, was a prime example of what I'm talking about. The Knicks shot 50% against them. They shot 56% from the field and 50% from the three-point line.
Which is hard to do, Tony.
Which is hard to do in the NBA. I mean, that's hard over the course of 48 minutes. So it says something about the fact that you're not as physical, you know, on the perimeter as you need to be. There are too many uncontested shots because that's how teams shoot high percentages like that. And the Knicks are not, you know, the Golden State Warriors of 2016. Like, they don't have those type of shooters.
Yeah.
But if you leave guys open in this league and if they move the ball around and you don't make the proper rotations, then somebody's going to be left open. And then the NBA, you're going to get burned no matter what team it is because everybody can shoot the basketball when they're open. So that's where it has to get better for the Wizards. And unfortunately for them, you know, they've got to learn these lessons on the fly. And they play out right in front of us in real time. So it's good to hear Jordan Poole say today after practice that, you know, things were a little chippy and because that's what it needs to be. Now you need to translate that chippiness, that aggressiveness that you displayed against each other in practice. You got to carry that over to the games. And hopefully we'll see, a better effort against the Celtics because if they don't, it's going to be a long night.
I'm about to say, you play around all you want. You don't play hard against Boston. You will get outclassed. You will get embarrassed. And at home, I'm sure they don't want that to be the case. Tony, I appreciate you giving me some time, as always, my brother. We catch up soon, man. I should see you Friday night, my man.
All right. I'll be there.
All good. All good. I'll see you, Tony. Appreciate you, as always.
All right.
That is Tony Mastenberg, ladies and gentlemen, analyst for Monumental Sports. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Tony Mastenberg. Always good hearing from Tony on the Washington Wizards. Tony, former player, former NBA champion in this league. He's going to keep it real about what he's seeing. Wizards got to improve their effort because if they don't, it's going to get ugly Friday night against Boston. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show the way we do each and every day here on the Hoffman Show. Real things, real people set in the real microphones. Next.